Brain of Britain, 1992. A nationwide general knowledge contest for the title Brain of Britain, 1992. The chairman is Robert Robinson.
Hello. This week, once again, we have four contestants from London and the home counties, and they are Gerard Hetherington, a civil servant from London, Charles Marriott, a building society surveyor, also from London, Peter Watson, a journalist, now retired from Colchester, and Ian Noble, a market research services manager, also from Colchester. The rules will become apparent. They are simplicity itself. Mr. Hetherington, which poem by Lewis Carroll last year formed the basis of a West End musical which didn't survive very long?
The Hunting of the Snark.
Right. What is another name for the area of sea which a weather forecast is now called German Bight?
Heligoland.
Yes, I think so. Heligoland Bight, but I think that was understood. In commodities trading, as elsewhere, gold, silver and platinum are grouped as precious metals. What are the other metals such as lead, zinc, copper and tin known as?
Non-ferrous.
No. Mr. Watson?
Base metals.
Base metals is right. Mr. Marriott, which of Henry VIII's wives was the mother of Mary I?
Catherine of Aragon.
You're right. The zoologist's name for one of the largest of the kangaroos is Megalea rufa or Macropus rufus. What is its English name?
Red kangaroo?
Yeah, well, it's fairly English. I mean red and the, but I don't know about kangaroo being English, but it's English enough. The National Union of Seamen and the National Union of Railwaymen are now merged into a union sometimes referred to as the RMT. What do the initials stand for?
No idea.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, Mr. Noble.
The Rail and Maritime Trades Union.
No. Mr. Watson?
Rail, Maritime and Transport Union.
Yes, the Rail, Maritime, Transport. You're quite right. It's your turn again, I think. What is the name of the national park at the southern tip of Florida?
The Everglades.
Yes, it is. Where was the synod held in 664 that decided that the Celtic Church should be subordinate to Rome and that Roman usage be accepted in England?
Whitby.
It was. Last year, Custer Battlefield National Monument in Montana had its name changed. Custer's name was removed and the less personalized name of the battle substituted. What is it now called?
Little Bighorn.
It is. In Oliver Twist, where is Mr. Brownlow standing when the artful Dodger picks his pocket, a crime of which Oliver is accused?
In the street.
Oh, nice one, Mr. Watson, nice one. I don't really see how I can deprive you of it. He was certainly standing... I mean, after all...
At a stall.
There you get it, yes. At a bookstall. But you have it. Well done. Yes. That was a cunning try, and it gave you time to think of the more exact answer. Well done indeed. Of what was Clemenceau speaking sarcastically in 1918 when he is alleged to have said the good Lord has only 10? Le bon Dieu n'a que 10.
Commandments.
No, he wasn't talking about that. Mr. Noble.
Wilson's principles. That's 14 principles, is it?
Your point, but points. I think 14 principles will do. It stated the Allied war aims. Your turn again, Mr. Noble. Can you explain the title of Samuel Butler's novel, Erewhon?
It's an anagram of nowhere. It's nowhere backwards.
It's an anagram, but it isn't spelt backwards. If you think about it, the W and the H are transposed. I never thought of it before, but I just thought I'd mention it now. Mr. Noble, one of the greatest explosions ever occurred on the 27th of August, 1883, and was heard over 3,000 miles away. What had exploded?
Krakatoa.
It had, the volcano. In which country will you find the remains of Krakatoa?
Malaysia.
Nope. Mr. Watson?
Java.
No, the answer is Indonesia, which is west of Java, not east, as the film title had it. And at the end of that opening round, the scores are these. 2 to Mr. Hetherington, 2 to Mr. Marriott, 3 to Mr. Noble, 6 to Mr. Watson. Mr. Hetherington, what is the name of the popularly elected representative assembly in the Isle of Man, which broadly corresponds to our House of Commons?
Tynwald.
No. Mr. Noble?
The House of Keys.
It is the House of Keys. Mr. Marriott, in which river did the Nereid Thetis dip her son Achilles in the hope of making him invulnerable?
River Styx.
Yes, you're right. Which London annual charity ball was associated with debutantes making their debut by curtsying to a cake and to the person cutting it?
Queen Charlotte's Ball.
Right. How many equilateral triangles make up an icosahedron?
9.
No. Mr. Watson.
3.
No. Mr. Hetherington.
6.
No. Mr. Noble.
12.
No. Why, all going in threes? 20, a good round number. That's how many, 20. Mr. Watson, the nature photographer Eric Hosking died last year. What were the special subjects of his photographs?
Foxes, for one.
No, that wasn't the special subject. Mr. Noble.
Birds.
Birds was special. He photographed foxes and other sorts of things, but birds were his speciality. Mr. Noble, there's a Scottish rugby club and a Scottish cricket team, each called Galla, which is an abbreviation of their hometown in the Borders. Where is Galla?
Galla Shield.
Yes, it is. The Emperor Claudius came to the Roman imperial throne following the murder of his nephew. Who was the nephew?
Caligula.
Yes. The Prime Minister of the Republic of Ireland is known as the Taoiseach, an Irish word meaning what?
The leader.
Yes. Which kind of animals acted as Mowgli's father and mother at the beginning of Kipling's Jungle Book?
Wolves.
Yes,
wolves.
You're right. A sistrum was a musical instrument, loosely speaking, which was used in Isis worship by the ancient Egyptians. What kind of instrument was it?
Was it a wind instrument?
No. Mr. Watson?
A stringed instrument?
No. Mr. Marriott?
A percussion instrument?
No. Mr. Hetherington?
A horn?
No. It was a rattle. Very useful at football matches, but, you know, not terribly musical, I wouldn't have thought, but there, what do I know? At the end of the round, 2 to Mr. Hetherington, 4 to Mr. Marriott, 6 to Mr. Watson, 9 to Mr. Noble. Mr. Hetherington, the music we now hear is from the second movement of a symphony. Which symphony is it? And which symphony is that, Mr. Hetherington? It has a name and it has a number. You can give us either.
No, I don't know.
You haven't a clue. Mr. Noble?
Is it the Jupiter Symphony?
It is not. Mr. Watson?
Eroica.
No. Mr. Marriott?
Alpine Symphony.
No. You thought there was a touch of the Glockenspiels there, did you? Just a touch? No, I don't believe there was. It's Haydn's Clock Symphony. And there we had the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham. Mr. Marriott, originally the word clock didn't mean just any timepiece. What sort did it mean?
Possibly one that had a sand running through it.
No, I don't think that. No, it's an interesting reply. Mr. Noble?
One which struck a sound, a bell.
Yes, I think that one which strikes, a sound running through it, wasn't close enough, not for me, and I don't think it was close enough for Mycroft. Mr. Watson, from which ancient people did Palestine derive its name?
Paleolithic people?
No, Mr. Noble.
The Philistines.
Yes. Your turn again. Which diplomatic post was John Adams, second president of the United States, the first to hold?
Ambassador to the Court of St. James for the American...
Exactly right, sir. Well done. Chicago's National League baseball team is called the Cubs. What is the name of the city's National Football League team?
The Bears.
No. Oh, yes, what do I mean, no? The Bears is exactly right. An allonym is a book published under a sort of anonymity. What sort?
It's published under an assumed name.
No, he shakes his head. No, it isn't. It isn't published under an assumed name. I don't know why I'm dickering about that, Mr. Watson.
A disguised version of the author's real name.
No. And, yes, Mr. Hetherington.
It's a book with no named author.
No. Mr. Marriott.
Is it a religious tract published anonymously?
No, it's a book that appears under the name of someone other than the real author. So that is not an assumed name. It might be Mr. Ian Noble, and though it might have been written by Mr. Peter Watson. Do you see what I mean? It's a real name, but not the author's. And at the end of the round, the scores are 2 to Mr. Hetherington, 4 to Mr. Marriott, 6 to Mr. Watson, 13 to Mr. Noble. Which contemporary playwright wrote an adaptation of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice entitled Shylock? Mr. Hetherington.
Christopher Fry.
No. Mr. Noble.
David Hare.
No. Mr. Marriott.
Marlowe.
No. Mr. Watson.
Ben Jonson.
No, it was... I see you're taking contemporary, meaning contemporary with Shakespeare. Ah, but it isn't. It's Arnold Wesker. I mean, when we say contemporary, we mean now. Mr. Marriott, Britain's longest national trail, as the long-distance paths are now called, begins in Somerset and runs for over 500 miles around the coast to finish in Dorset. Can you say where in Somerset or where in Dorset? Begins and ends.
No, I can't.
Well, no, I'm not going to let you off. I will not let you off. Guess, if you can think of a name of somewhere in Somerset, or a name of somewhere in Dorset, who knows, it might be right.
Lulworth Cove.
No. Nice try, Mr. Watson.
Lyme Regis.
No. Mr. Noble.
Minehead.
Minehead is right. And I don't think you really knew, did you, Mr. Noble? Well tried, sir. You should get double marks for that kind of caper. And as you forebore to say, Mr. Noble, and very cunningly, you didn't say whether it started or... I mean, well, you know it's in Somerset, Minehead. Oh, dear me, of course you know it's in Somerset. And it ends near Poole Harbour in Dorset. Poole, roughly speaking. Mr. Watson, why is American corn whiskey called bourbon?
Because it was produced in a small town called Bourbon in Louisiana.
No, Mr. Noble.
It comes originally from Bourbon County, Kentucky.
Yes, it does indeed. Near miss, Mr. Watson. Bullseye, Mr. Noble. What in mechanics, Mr. Noble, makes the difference between a first, a second, and a third class lever?
The position of the fulcrum.
It does. The keys of St. Peter are depicted on the arms of the Vatican City. What are they made of?
Stone?
No. Mr. Watson?
Iron?
No. Mr. Marriott?
Silver?
No. Mr. Hetherington?
Gold?
No. Because one's of gold and one's of silver. Oh, yes. Ah. Makes me feel like Gilles de Rais when we get an answer like that. Near miss. But at the end of the round, the scores are now 2 to Mr. Hetherington, 4 to Mr. Marriott, 6 to Mr. Watson, 16 to Mr. Noble. Now you must all work together. Well, I mean, seem to work together. I mean, whichever of you knows the answer, or perhaps you all do. In response to these two questions sent in by our listener, Mr. J.P.G. Taylor of Rickall, York, what historically were Pitt's pictures? I beg you not to shout it out, because if you get it wrong, the other three may murder you. Pitt's pictures.
Banknotes.
Not banknotes. They were the windows which had been bricked up to avoid the window tax and thus to deprive the government. They came in under William Pitt the Younger. Now here comes Mr. Taylor's second question. What historically was the sheriff's picture frame? I have to say that kind of question comes off the back of a cigarette card, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure
pillory.
No, it wasn't the pillory. The sheriff's picture frame, if you believe it, was the hangman's noose. And anyway, Mr. Taylor, one way and another, he's got you with both barrels there, and he gets a Brain of Britain quiz book and a round of applause. Now, Mr. Hetherington, which 20th century British politician was nicknamed Galloper?
Randolph Churchill.
No. Mr. Watson?
Rosebery.
No. Mr. Noble?
Lord Salisbury.
No. Shake your head, Mr. Marriott. F.E. Smith, Earl of Birkenhead later on. Mr. Marriott, what did Linda Kitson in 1982 have in common with John Keane in 1991?
I've no idea.
Oh, dear me. Well, Mr. Hetherington.
She's a war artist.
You're quite right. They were the official war artists, respectively, in the Falklands War and the Gulf War. Mr. Watson, the creator of Dixon of Dock Green has published his autobiography under the title Evening All. Who is he?
He's Lord Ted Willis.
Yes. Though the herdsmen of South America are now known indiscriminately as gauchos, what originally did gaucho mean in terms of ethnic origin?
Of mixed Spanish and Indian origin.
Yes. The photographic camera is descended from, and derives its name from, the camera obscura. What does camera obscura mean translated into English?
It reflects downwards inside a tower onto a flat table.
No, that is not what camera obscura means translated into English, Mr. Noble.
A closed room.
No, that won't do. That won't do. Mr. Marriott.
It means a dark room.
It means a dark room, yeah. Near there, Mr. Noble, but no dark room. Your turn again, though, Mr. Noble. Which peer of the realm's heir has the courtesy title Viscount Weymouth?
Marcus Bath.
Yes. Now, here we have a song, and it provided the title for a British film about the singer, which in 1991 was thought to be going to be a great success in the United States. Who is the singer?
Hear my song, Violetta. Hear my song beneath the moon. Come to me.
So, who was the singer?
Joseph Locke.
It was indeed. In the film, he's played by Ned Beatty, I should tell you. Last year, cavers found a way through what they call an avon into a mile of new cave in the Peak District. What is an avon? A-V-E-N.
It's a passage which dips down under water and then rises up out of the water at the
no,
other side.
No, isn't that? Yes, Mr. Marriott?
It's a large, lightless cave underground.
No, well, I mean, that's a cave. isn't it? I mean, really. Or you mean it's a very big one? No, that's a big cave. I'm pretty confident about that. Mr. Watson or Mr. Hetherington? No, I'll tell you, it's a vertical cave like a chimney. And at the end of that round, the scores are now 3 to Mr. Hetherington, 5 to Mr. Marriott, 8 to Mr. Watson, 18 to Mr. Noble. Mr. Hetherington, E.W. Hornung's gentleman crook, Raffles, had a very smart West End dress. Where did he live?
Albany.
He did indeed. Britain is now represented by an embassy in most countries, irrespective of their size or importance. But in former days, there were diplomatic missions which ranked one grade lower than embassies. What were they called?
Consulates.
No. Mr. Watson?
Ministries.
No. Mr. Marriott?
Chanceries.
No. Mr. Noble?
Commissions.
No. Legations is the answer. Mr. Marriott, what transport route do you connect with Eastham on the south bank of the Mersey?
The end of a big canal. I don't know which one.
Well, it doesn't matter. The end of the big... I think it's the biggest, isn't it? The Manchester Ship Canal. Yeah, big canal, that'll do. Yeah, big canal. Slack water may mean two things to a sailor, or even to someone who actually knows what the word means, the phrase means, even if he isn't a sailor. One is a stretch of still or slow-moving water. What is the other?
The water on the leeward side of the boat that's got no ruffles on it.
No ruffles on it? I can see you're really a sailor, Mr. On the leeward side of the boat with no ruffles on it. No, no. It's a pretty picture. Mr. Watson.
The water at the turn of the tide.
You're right. Your turn again. Nickel, silver is an alloy of nickel and two other metals. Can you name one of them?
Copper.
You're absolutely right. Copper, or you could have said zinc. What is the home village of Rupert Bear? It's a fairly arcane piece of information, but we do rather expect a high standard from our contestants.
Bearsden. Bearsden.
It should be, shouldn't it? No. I'd send him back there, Rupert Bear, indeed. Mr. Hetherington.
Nutwood.
Oh, you did know, Mr. Hetherington. Nutwood is the answer. You're a fan, Mr. Hetherington. Yes, yes. Mr. Noble, who was Prime Minister when income tax was first introduced into this country?
Pitt, the Younger.
Yes. Which English city's people are sometimes known as Wintonians?
Winchester.
Yes. F.R. Leavis's wife was also a critic and wrote as Q.D. Leavis. What did the Q stand for?
Queenie.
Yes. The Book of Lamentations in the Old Testament may have been written by a number of authors, but to which prophet is it assigned in the authorized version?
Job.
No. Mr. Marriott.
Elijah.
No. Mr. Hetherington.
Isaiah.
No. All good names.
Elisha.
No. Jeremiah. Mr. Watson, yes. Let me tell you how the scores stand now. 5 to Mr. Hetherington, 6 to Mr. Marriott, 10 to Mr. Watson, 21 to Mr. Noble. Mr. Hetherington, Niagara Falls is divided by Goat Island into the American Fall and the Canadian Fall. What is the alternative name of the Canadian Fall?
Victoria.
No. Mr. Watson.
Circular Fall.
No. Mr. Noble.
The Horseshoe Fall.
Well done, sir. That's it. It was just coming to Mr. Watson, but he didn't get quite there, but you did, Mr. Noble. Mr. Marriott, can you explain the link between the television series The Magic Roundabout, 8 Squadron, Royal Air Force, and a million rivets flying in close formation? A link that finally ended in 1991.
I can't.
You haven't the foggiest. Mr. Watson.
Shackleton.
Yes. I won't bore you, Mr. Watson, by getting you to tell us all through, but I mean, I think all you have to do is say Shackleton. That's the link. The million rivets, I think that's what they called the Shackleton because it was a kind of derisive term. They were the RAF's aged Avro Shackletons and the last squadron to be equipped with Shackletons. 8 squadron named each aircraft after a character in the Magic Roundabout, Dougal, Florence, and so on. That's very nice. Yes, indeed. Mr. Watson, what sort of animal is a Maine coon? M-A-I-N-E.
It's a ring-tailed, squirrel-like creature.
No. Mr. Noble?
It's an opossum.
I don't think so. No, I'm emboldened by a look from my colleague here. No, Mr. Hetherington.
A raccoon.
No. Mr. Marriott.
A kind of shellfish.
No, it's a cat. You may have been served it in the guise of shellfish, but perhaps we'd better draw a veil. Mr. Noble, which musical instrument do you associate most with Paul Tortelier?
The cello.
Yes. Whose first novel, published in 1826 and 1827, was entitled Vivian Grey?
No, I forget.
You forget. Mr. Watson.
Disraeli.
Your writer, Benjamin Disraeli. And at the end of that round, the scores are 5 to Mr. Hetherington, 6 to Mr. Marriott, 12 to Mr. Watson, 23 to Mr. Noble. We begin our last round with Mr. Hetherington. What was the name of the president of Ethiopia who seized power in 1977 but was forced to flee into exile in May 1991? Said the rules would become apparent. And I think one of them is about to. Yes, that's one of the rules. It tings after 10 seconds or thereabouts. Mr. Watson.
Mengistu.
Mengistu is quite right. Mr. Marriott, William Godwin married Mary Wollstonecraft, who died giving birth to their daughter. Whom did the daughter marry?
Burne Jones.
No, Mr. Hetherington.
Shelley.
Shelley is right. Mr. Watson, the Dutch pioneer of international law, de Groot, is usually known by a Latinized version of his name. What is that?
Grotius.
Yes. Which East European country has a German minority known locally as Saxons?
Romania.
Yes. Which British architect is responsible for the Neue Staatsgalerie, the 1984 addition to the Staatsgalerie in Stuttgart in Germany?
Richard Rogers.
No. Mr. Hetherington?
James Stirling.
If it's not Rogers, it's Stirling. Quite right. Mr. Noble, the horned toads found in the southwest United States are in fact not toads. What are they?
Salamanders?
Not salamanders, Mr. Watson.
Frogs.
Not frogs. Mr. Marriott.
Newts.
Nor yet newts. Mr. Hetherington.
Lizards.
Lizards is the answer. And I have Mycroft's authority that they have faces like toads. And I think that's why it's such a mystery. And so at the end of that final round, the scores are 6 to Mr. Marriott, 8 to Mr. Hetherington, 15 to Mr. Watson, 23 to Mr. Noble. Mr. Ian Noble is our winner. We congratulate him. He goes forward to our semi-finals. Next week we have 4 contestants and they come from the South. Until then, goodbye.